This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a proposal for a 24-hour homeless shelter will go to cabinet soon. Chief Operations Officer at the QEH says work is ongoing to improve patient services. The Agricultural Society wants farms to have a better foothold in the solar energy storage on farmland. A senator says too much is being asked of MPs. And St. Vincent Prime Minister says more work needs to be done on regional integration. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. A proposal for a 24-hour homeless shelter is to go to cabinet soon. This has been disclosed by Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey, on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks program. He says it is important to make the Alliance to End Homelessness a 24-hour shelter due to the significant increase in the number of people seeking assistance.
In fact, we have reached an agreement with the Alliance to End Homelessness to be able to give them a little bit more resources, not a lot, to be able to offer a service during the day, because as you know, between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., the shelter is not open to the public. So we're going to make that a day facility. The resources have already been allocated. In fact, once the paper comes, if not today, next Thursday, I'm inviting the cabinet to agree to allow us to put the resources behind that shelter, to offer that facility during the day. So that would take some of these persons off the street as well. But it is becoming a problem that the government has to be able to address. The question is, do we build facilities and manage them? Do we build facilities and have other people manage them? Or do we continue what we're doing, which is to accommodate a lot of these persons in private facilities?
As Minister of People Empowerment and Home Affairs and People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, that is, Kirk Humphrey. Chief Operations Officer of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Dr. Christine Greenidge, says the hospital is working towards improving all patient services. She made the point after public outcry about the quality of service provided by the hospital. Speaking to media after senior hospital officials held a meet and greet function with interns, Dr. Greenidge also said work on the expansion of the accident and emergency department is expected to be completed soon.
But I can tell you that on a daily basis, we are always looking to improve what we render to the public. And that means constant assessment, reassessment of the quality of what we do, and to put action plans in place to help correct those areas in which we are not at ideal in terms of our performance. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm sure that you're well aware that our A&E department is going through its final phase of completion. And we look forward to the increase in the size of the area to better accommodate all of our patients now on one level, as opposed to the current situation where we are rendering care at three different levels.
She also indicated improvements in the outpatient pharmacy where medication can be delivered to patients at home.
From any day in a seven-day cycle, mainly 6 out of 7 days, we see about 500-600 people per day coming in for medication refill. So our outpatient pharmacy area is very congested. And ideally, you don't want someone sitting for a couple of hours to wait for medication, because the hospital environment is not a place to be for any extended length of time, unless you need to be here as an inpatient. So we really want to share with the public the availability of the medication drug delivery system. Your medications are prescribed for you, packaged, and delivered to your home. And there's a nominal fee, it's $10 per month.
That's Chief Operations Officer at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Dr. Christine Greenidge. Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul, wants a mutually beneficial deal for farmers on solar energy panel placement. He says while farmers have been doing their best to conserve energy, those outside of the agricultural sector are benefiting from the use of farmland for solar energy. Mr. Paul raised the issue with Starcom Network News as the Barbados Light and Power Company awaits the Fair Trading Commission's rate hearing ruling.
One cannot be satisfied that those persons who are benefiting should not be people who are basically looking to profiteer on the renewable energy as a means of making additional incomes for themselves, because a lot of these people are not in farming. They already are well endowed in terms of certain areas. And basically what is happening that we are seeing, for instance, I'm seeing certain areas of farmland where they claim that you can, of course, integrate it with sheep farming or whatever. And if you look at the height of the panels, okay, from the ground up, it is very unlikely that any sheep farming could be operated under those panels. And I think we need to look at this.
He believes more can be done in order for farmers to access renewable energy options.
There is an opportunity here, though, that if you're going to be serious about keeping farmers in operation, that I believe that something needs to be worked out where farming operations are able to get greater access to renewable energy options than is happening at the moment. I could think like a lot of pig farms, for instance, okay, could be even more profitable if they were able to get access to renewable energy operations. Chicken farms could be more profitable if, of course, they got access to renewable energy options. But this is not happening. And the people who are profiteering on renewable energy options, many of them are not even connected in any way to our local agricultural sector. And this effort in itself is not making, that is one of the ways in which we can continue to keep people in farming and make sure, of course, that they're able to compete in this very competitive environment.
Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul. Senator Rudolph Greenidge is calling for the Barbadian public to make fewer demands of members of parliament. He was speaking during the parliamentary reform town hall meeting at Princess Margaret Secondary School on the role and function of parliamentarians. He says recently he has seen an increase on demands from the public.
Barbadians are expecting more and more from their MPs. The demands are a lot greater than ever before. Not simply talking in the House of Assembly and getting roads for the people. Nowadays, the perceived duties of an MP are not lessening. They are going up. They are increasing. And the duties are open-ended. There is no cut-off point whatsoever.
He wants to see a change in the demand from Barbadians.
And I would love to see a change in the public's expectation of an MP. A reality check on how much an MP should be asked to do. I do not know how much change will come about in the next 5 or 10 years. I doubt there will be much change, but it would ask the public to spare a thought for the MP.
Senator Rudolph Greenidge. The National Cultural Foundation presented 38 awards and checks valued over $55,000 total to the winners of the various cropover events for this year. The awardees were presented with plaques, trophies, and checks at the Daphne Joseph Hackett Theatre at Queen's Park. Deputy Chair of the National Cultural Foundation, Sheldon Hope, gave remarks.
We're here today to reward all of the creatives who continue to be committed to this festival. You who give of your talent and expertise, who toil and endure in order to make our festival a success. Today, we salute you. Whether you are a band leader, entertainer, composer, producer, dancer, whatever your area of endeavor, we take this time to honor you.
Deputy Chair of the National Cultural Foundation, Sheldon Hope. And finally, Prime Minister of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Dr. Ralph Gonzalez, believes while the Caribbean has made progress in regional integration, there's still more work to be done. Dr. Gonzalez says that he looks forward to the implementation of the complete freedom of movement of people within the region, which he says CARICOM has approved.
What we had accepted in Trinidad at the 50th anniversary of CARICOM, to have complete freedom of movement by March 31st next year, is something which, once we pull it off, is going to be a big boost to the integration movement, so that people will feel that it's not an integration movement just about goods and just about movement of money, and important as all those things are, but the freedom of movement of people and skills. Some of that is taking place, but if you have it, as we have in the OECS, we have within the OECS complete freedom of movement of individuals, and CARICOM has approved that for across the region, and is now working out all the details and the mechanisms.
Prime Minister of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Dr. Ralph Gonzalez, recapping the headlines. A proposal for a 24-hour homeless shelter will go to cabinet soon. Chief Operations Officer at the QEH says work is ongoing to improve patient services. The Agricultural Society wants farms to have a better foothold in the solar energy storage on farmland. The senator says too much is being asked of MPs, and St. Vincent's Prime Minister says more work needs to be done on regional integration. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. You can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Add Me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news.